VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Two Reuters news agency reporters have been convicted of violating Myanmar's secrecy laws. They were sentenced on Monday to 7 years in prison. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports American officials in Myanmar are very unhappy about the ruling.
The embassy says the conviction of two Reuters reporters is deeply troubling for all who support press freedom and the transition towards democracy. The two have been found guilty of violating the colonial-era Official Secrets Act while reporting on government abuses against the country's Rohingya Muslims. American diplomats say the clear flaws in this case raise serious concerns about the rule of law and judicial independence in Myanmar, and the reporters' conviction is a major setback to the government of Myanmar's stated goal of expanding democratic freedoms. Like other diplomats in Myanmar, they are calling for the journalists' immediate release. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An American serviceman was killed in eastern Afghanistan Monday, and another wounded in what a NATO statement called an apparent insider attack. The wounded service member is in stable condition. The number of migrants arriving in Europe has fallen, but the rate of death has risen sharply, especially for those crossing the Mediterranean Sea. A new report released Monday by the UN Refugee Agency says 2,276 people died last year trying to cross the Mediterranean. That is one death for every 42 arrivals. But so far this year, 1,095 people have died. That is one death for every 18 arrivals. And in June, one person died for every 7 arrivals. The report notes there are 19 active conflicts in Africa and conflicts in the Middle East that are causing people to flee their homes. This is VOA News. Iranian officials say they support an impending Syrian offensive.